If you're Black, you should definitely know about the DeFi movement. You should, because this is an opportunity. You know, we've been in a position where, you know, you got redlining, you just always have the middleman, and that middleman's not always been kind to us. Well, not usually. Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with a situation where you don't have the middleman, then you don't have that ceiling anymore. So I think any person of color should take the time and get to understand what the DeFi is, what it is to be decentralized. Bitcoin, blockchain, all of that was created because of the corruption. There's a lot of corruption. I'm not trying to sound, you know, conspiracy theorist sounding, but there's corruption out there. And that's why blockchain was created. It was created to help people to get their bearings back. You know, it was created to give people another way to be able to invest by cutting out the greed. So I definitely agree. I definitely feel like anybody who is a person of color should know about it.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shands. Let's get it.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast, where we find dope people that did really, really dope stuff. And today is no different, because Adeze is lit. You're a trader.
Yes.
A good one?
Yeah.
Goat status? So.
Yeah.
And I heard you trade goat. You trained other people who are absolutely amazing, doing 6-7 figures in trading. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. That's pretty much what I set out to do. And, you know, ultimately, I just wanted to learn how to trade for myself. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't help but want to teach other people, because I saw it was being done wrong.
When did you start this whole trading thing?
I actually was a part of a particular company, mm-hmm. and I was trying to learn how to trade, but it just wasn't. Every time I would get on, you know, some of the trainings, they wouldn't really be training. They'd be kind of lecturing to you and just wanting people to be quiet. So you never got any of your questions answered. You never got a chance to really learn anything. So as a result, I started to learn it on my own, and I got tired of other people. You know, I got tired of other people, you know, trying to figure out how to do it. So I helped them. I don't know.
So you didn't know anything about it. And then you get into a company where you're like interested, like, I want to learn how to trade. And are you doing Forex, crypto, stocks? What are we doing?
I'm sorry. I started off as a teacher. Mm-hmm. I was a high school teacher. Yeah. I didn't actually start off wanting to learn Forex at all. I just kind of was minding my business as a regular employee, and I enjoyed that experience. Mm-hmm. But I had a husband that was an entrepreneur, and he became a part of this company. And he was always trying to get me out of that job. And I got to a point where I was tired of teaching, and I wanted to look for something else. So he was the one that actually introduced me to Forex. And I thought that would be something that I could do, you know,
Gotcha. So you're a teacher, and then your husband starts trading, or he's in a company that it's an MLM company, right?
Yes.
So he joins and he's making money from the recruiting side or trading?
At the time, he joined with the intentions of doing the recruiting side.
Right, for sure.
But he thought that I would do really good with the Forex side. I didn't actually want to have anything to do with it at the time.
Right. So Forex trading, yes?
Forex.
Because I know a little bit about it, but I don't really know a lot about it. Okay. But I want to make money.
Right.
Okay, because I see people and they're posting the charts, and I'm like, I don't know what the heck all that means.
Right.
But people are really making money from it.
Yes.
So you saw that.
I actually, like, okay, so I know it sounds weird. Mm-hmm. At the time, I just wanted to kind of be done with what I was doing as a teacher.
Right.
I wanted a way to get out of teaching.
Oh, so this is just something that just happened to be around.
It really just happened to be around. He put it in front of me. I wasn't interested in it until I started to, like, kind of see some of the trainings. And I realized that this was an opportunity for me to kind of get out of my job, mm-hmm. and actually learn a new skill.
He was trying to recruit you.
Yeah, you could say
that. He was trying to get you to believe.
Yeah, you can say that.
Recruiting. Just tell all your teacher friends, man, just jump on this Zoom call. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell them to come to this meeting.
It wasn't, you know, I'm not the MLM type. Right. I wasn't the one that liked to recruit. You know, I just wanted to learn something that I could make money with on the side. We have totally different types of personalities. I was looking to just kind of, you know, make some money, mind my business. Right. I was tired of teaching, and that's what I thought I was going to do. I ended up actually teaching Forex for this platform because, you know, he ended up putting me in front of his team. I learned Forex myself. I actually had just had a baby. I was on maternity leave, and I started to learn, you know, the skill on my own. And then, you know, his team needed some training because they were not learning from this company. So I started teaching them. And then as a result, I happened to be really good at it. Gotcha. You know,
what made you good at it? Hold on real quick. Joe, you can't hear that, right? We're good? You good, right? Okay. So Mark can see. Okay, yeah, for sure. Okay, cool. Go ahead.
Okay, you said what made me good at it was I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Like, that's my passion. I love teaching. I'm like an educator first.
Are you going to teach me trading today?
If you want to learn.
I want to learn.
All I need is a willing student. Yeah. So if you want to learn, I can teach you.
Okay. Who are the people that you can't teach? I know not willing, but no. There's some people, maybe they don't get math. Okay. There's some people just not good at math.
Okay. So that's a misconception. You don't actually need to know math. You need to know basic math, the same kind of math that you need to get through your life. If you know how to add stuff and subtract stuff, you're all right. But you don't need to know complicated math. And the good news is there's calculators and all kinds of different apps that you can do to work. But it does not take a lot of, you know, calculations to do it. If you like to make money, then you don't have a problem with math.
What does it take? If you could put it in like 3 to 5 things that a person has to have to learn how to trade. First off, before we get there,
okay,
what is the most money you've made in a day?
Okay. Well, now that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, okay. Well, the most money, well, am I allowed to kind of give a little background or you just want
straight? Let me get the number, then do the background.
Okay. So the most that I've made in a day, I made $19,000 in a day.
In one day?
One day.
That's the most you lost.
I've lost $50,000.
Okay, I'm discouraged again. How did you lose $50,000?
I mean, because I got, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, to be honest. Mm. Like, I honestly didn't know what I was doing. Like, I got...
Did you put $50,000 up and you don't know what you're doing?
No. I grew my account.
Right.
I grew my account. It was a small account. You know, it was about $3,000. I grew it, you know, and I got real cocky real quick.
Mm.
I didn't know what I was doing. I see people all the time that get so excited and they're like, oh my God, I made all this money. I don't even know what I did. And I feel so bad for those people. Like, yeah, I feel for them because very soon it's going to happen for them. It's bound to happen. Like I, you know, as I said, I was a teacher. I was making what, less than $50,000 in a year. I was making like $38,000 after taxes. So for me to like see that kind of money in a day and to make that kind of money, like I actually made that amount in a week. I made $50,000 in a week.
Mm.
It's like, if you're not used to that kind of money at any given time, you're going to lose your cool. You're going to lose your head. And so it's not to be discouraged. I actually want to encourage you, let you know that people take losses, but you don't have to take catastrophic losses. I would call that a catastrophic loss.
And you teach people how not to have
absolutely,
that loss. Okay.
Absolutely.
What's the most you made in a month?
In a month?
Trading, just trading.
I mean, now, okay. So first of all,
I'm in your business.
You are in my business. Yeah. Now I don't like talking about all these numbers because for one, this industry is very well swarming with regulators, IRS, you know, all those people that you don't like to, I'm not that one that likes to flash my business, you know. And I can also say that disclaimer, for risk, you know, purposes, my success is not going to be an indicator of anybody else's success.
Okay, do me a favor. This ain't even for them.
Huh?
All right, just type it. Just type it. And I'm not going to say it, but just so I understand what's going on. Like, that you've profited in a month from trading. I need to see these numbers to know if, like, if this is something that I can shoot for, that one day.
I mean, okay, I can tell you what it is. There. Yeah. Okay. So there. Go on and erase that. Yeah.
How long did it take you to do that?
You asked me how much how much have I made in a month?
In terms of like how much work, how much?
I mean, okay. There's different levels, and the last thing I want to do is mislead people. I've been.
I want to be misled a little bit. I need a dream.
Okay, well then, you want a dream? Okay, all right. Well,
I was like, hey, yeah. That's good.
Okay, I mean, it wasn't hard to do it. You know, that's the beautiful thing about trading. It doesn't have to just be you sitting in front of, you know, your phone or your computer all day going in and out of the market. It can be you looking at, you know, whatever you're looking to trade and making some moves at the beginning of the month or certain moves, you know, throughout several months. And then you're starting, that starts to build up. It starts to, you know, build up. So for me, that fits more with my life now.
Is there a better time to be trading, day or night or?
No. When you're looking at Forex, it depends on your schedule. Mm-hmm. It really does. Like there's different markets out there. There's four different sessions. There's the London session, which is, you know, for the people in America, that's going to be anywhere from, you know, that 7 a.m. time. You know, it depends on what side you're on. Mm-hmm. And then there's the New York session. Those are the two most profitable sessions. But then there's the other two sessions, which I don't really trade those.
So you just trade, profitable. You said London and New York?
I like to trade London, New York.
Gotcha. And what pairs are you trading?
Okay. So now my favorite pairs that I like to trade are, you know, GU. I like fast, aggressive moving pairs.
What about gold versus USD? I know a little something about that.
I was going to say, I like gold. I like GU. Those are my favorite pairs. However, I like to trade. I like crypto a lot, too.
You trade crypto?
Yeah, you can trade crypto. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you do Forex and crypto?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I started off in Forex. The skill set, you don't have to just stay in Forex. Like, I think that's another misconception is people think, oh, I trade Forex. So you stay in Forex. Like, when you learn trading, you now know how to invest. You now know how to read markets. You can read any market. If it has graphs, if it has data, you can read it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So from a teacher, bringing home $38,000 a year to making what you're making now from the crib, mother,
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, I have five kids. Yeah.
Four
at home. Homeschool. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's nuts. Can you teach my wife?
Can I teach your
she's
wife?
She's smart like that. Like she would do something like that.
Teach your wife what? Trading?
Yeah, trading because you can like spend some time doing it and then you got the rest of the day to be super mom, wife.
Right. You know, like I said, I can teach anybody who's willing. If you're willing to learn, if you have some time and you're willing to put in the work and sow into yourself, I could teach anybody.
Business is tough. All right. And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you. It'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Golly.
Yeah.
All right. So walk me back from, you know, your teacher, your first approach of trading, like what's happening? What is the first thing you learned? Did you have to like get into like some mindset training first? Or what?
I didn't do any mindset trading because I didn't know that was a part of the process. When I first started trading, actually, I got into trading because my husband had, you know, had us, I'm going to put it on him. He had us put our money with, you know, another trader.
That's what I'd be wanting to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, be careful. And that trader ended up losing, like, we had just put 5,000 in to test it out, and he lost all 5,000 in like within minutes, just like that. And for me, rather than getting upset about it, because I wasn't actually interested in Forex, I'm kind of competitive. Once I saw that, I was like, wow, if you can lose that kind of money that quickly, what can you also make? So I actually saw it a different way. And that's when I decided to learn how to trade, because one, I didn't ever want to be in a position again where I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was happening. I just saw my money was gone. I didn't know what to say about it. And I've been in that same situation before. We were wanting to invest, and we went to a little investment firm, and they told us, you know, put your money here and here and here. And I just said, all right. Sounds good.
I sound like me.
Yeah, it just sounds good. But you don't know, that money that we put with those people grew $500 in 5 years. That's what ended up happening. But yeah,
what's the point? Like?
What is the point? But you don't even know to ask them certain questions. Why would you put my money in here? How would you even know that I'm not interested in putting my money in these kinds of markets? Have you looked in these kinds of markets? And the issue is, people don't know enough about how markets move to be even able to ask questions or direct, you know, their investment. Sometimes, I mean, I got a big appetite. I like to make money.
Yeah.
I don't want you putting my money with something safe when if I would have known enough, I could have told you where I want my money.
You're an all-inner.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a all-inner in a diversified way. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So your first approach, so you give somebody some money, they lose it.
They lost it.
And then what do you do?
That mistake won't happen again. Like, I don't like to be in a position where I don't know what's going on. So I took on, that's when I actually started to learn how to trade. And I started to learn how to trade my own money. And I would say I didn't come out the blocks well.
But how did you start? Like, I want to know what I need.
Okay.
Like, after I leave here.
Okay.
Is there a specific book you recommend? Is there a particular thing I need to learn first?
Well, I mean, definitely if you want to learn how to trade, that's definitely what we do. So, you know,
So you're the class.
I am the class. Yeah. If you want to learn, you can always go to alwaysastudent.net. That's where we teach students, you know, whether they have experience or not. Doesn't sound like you have an experience.
No experience.
Okay, yeah. And that's great, because the people that we like to teach are people that have no experience, or you've been trying for a little while and you've just not been having the kind of results that you want. So you come to our website, we actually will teach you how to trade.
Gotcha. And what are some of the first things you teach?
The first things we teach, we start off with Forex. That's where you're going to start your learning process, which, like I said, you can always take that elsewhere. But we definitely like to focus on people's mindset. We like to focus on, you know, first of all, what is Forex? Because you seem to have a lot of questions about what it actually is, what it is not. We also want to help people to be safe out here, because you're asking me a lot of questions about money and how much I make. And I don't want to, you know, cause any kind of red flags by talking about it without giving disclaimers. So we want to make sure that our students are safe making their money, talking about it, and also learning how to keep the money that they make. So that's the biggest part.
If I make what you made in a month, I'm not telling anybody either. It's going to be super. I'm not telling my wife. She's not gonna know. Okay. I'm like, hey, how's it, honey? I guess it's cool.
You know, right.
It's all right. Yo, can you give me the little book thing that we did? I thought that was cool. And all of you, dang, bro. Is this like the curriculum?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Walk me through it. Level G, level one. One, two.
So three, I wanted to give people the type of learning experience that they should have had.
How long is the course?
The course, it can take anywhere. I mean, we want students to have a year-long commitment to learning how to trade. So that's what we say, basically.
Also, the investment, like, is until you get it.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully you can get it within that year. But yes, the investment is if you can get it, like, as long as you get it. I didn't mean to say if, but as long as you get it. We want students to have as much support as they can. We're not just looking to take people's money and you know, give them some dreams. We want to actually see them make it all the way through to proficient. We want to, our goal is to take somebody that doesn't know anything at all about trading and to make them or help them to become proficient and consistently profitable traders.
You are a whole teacher.
Yes.
This is crazy. First 6 weeks, introductory week, intro to broker trading, MT4 setup.
Yeah.
Is MT4 MetaTrader?
Yes. I got MetaTrader 4.
My FX book setup and compliance. What's that?
No, that's kind of like what I was talking about, helping people to be safe in the market. So we want to teach them what compliance is. Something I didn't learn about, like just even talking about your money or talking about where you are with your money, all of that can cause, you know, issues with compliance, you know, as far as with regulators and whatnot. You don't want to just mislead people. So you always want to give the right disclaimers, which people don't do often.
I know a lot of coaches. But I don't know many coaches who are a teacher that put together real curriculums. Like, this is your first 24 hours, get connected, essential apps checklist so you can go through, get the apps that you need.
Yeah.
This is super thorough.
Yeah.
Can I have this?
You sure can.
Can I have this? Okay.
Yeah, you can have it.
This is dope.
Send the bill later.
This is dope. Okay, so the first things they're going to understand, set up their apps, introduction to trading. So explain Forex to me.
Okay, so Forex stands for foreign exchange.
Mm-hmm.
It is the largest currently market out there. So It's where you're exchanging one currency for another. So people do it all the time. If you're traveling from one country to another, if I have the dollar and I go to, you know, Europe or England, then I'm going to exchange my dollar for the pound.
For sure.
All right. And so you have the ability to make money on the differences that happen in those fluctuations, because I might have a dollar and they might laugh at my dollar over there because their pound is worth way more than my dollar. But while I'm gone and I come back, if the dollar fluctuated at all in price, I can make money on that fluctuation price. That's what it basically means. But, you know, as a trader, we're just looking at price changes, price differences in the market, and we make money on if the markets are going up or down.
Got you. But how do you know if the market is going up or down? Are you a technical trader or a fundamental trader?
I'm both, actually. I am a technical trading school. We definitely talk about fundamentals. And I think it depends on the market.
Can I explain technical and fundamental?
Okay, that's it.
I don't know how to explain it. I just know how to say it.
Okay. Yeah, I see. You're using the terms that you...
Hey, man. I'm cultured. Yeah, I know what's good. Going on.
All right. So technical is... Most people would like technical, because most people don't have that much time, you know, and you learn enough of the skills, you're learning, you know, the vocabulary, you're learning all of how the market's moving. You know, you're basically learning how to read charts. If the market's going up or it's going down, you're really just looking at charts. You don't have to look at any information, any news source, anything that's going on in the world. You can just look right at the charts and you're looking for patterns in the market. And it's easier, it's quicker, it's the fastest way to kind of get into trading. But then I'd say eventually, over time, you're going to want to learn fundamentals. Fundamentals, I think it's really big. It's big for a lot of traders in Forex. It's big. It's not as big for me. When I go over to crypto, fundamentals is much bigger. It's more important to know what's going on in like the economy, what's happening, what laws are happening, what's your currency doing, what are the types of regulations, what's interest rates, you know, all these things that, you know, can be really interesting for some and not for others. But I think it's important to know what's happening within the market, within the economy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And how do you do that research on, like, what channels are you watching, or how are you researching?
So, I mean, in Forex, I'll be honest, it's probably the easiest market to do it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's been around the longest. It's been around the longest. These currency pairs have been around for a long time. So there's all kinds of, you know, places you can go. You can go to Daily FX. You can go to, what's that one? I forgot what it was called. There's different places where you can go where they're constantly just giving you news on each economy all the time.
Mm.
You know, it's not that simple when you want to go to crypto. You kind of have to like know what you're looking for, know who that person, go to that website, look and do more research. It's closer to like stocks. But I think Forex is a lot easier.
Really? So you're looking at what's going on in the world though, right? So are you looking at CNN to see what's going on?
No. No, like you're looking, I mean, some people like to look at Bloomberg. Again, I don't really do as much fundamentals with Forex because, you know, it's, for me, it's the way I trade. It's not as important. for me, the way I trade. And also for the way we teach it, it's not as important for us. For others, I think it's a personal preference. Some people, like, I have a friend and he is like really big in fundamentals. He loves fundamentals. I could do without it. We can both look at the charts and we can both make decisions and we can both get paid in our own way. So it kind of comes down to your personal preference. I think that depending on what markets you're trading, fundamentals becomes even more important. With Forex, it's easy and it's hard because there's different currencies. So you have to know what's going on in every currency you're choosing to trade. So if you're looking at, you like gold, you know, okay, so you need to know about gold. If you're looking at, you know,
so I'm
anything,
seeing what's going on with gold today.
You're looking at what's going on with and gold, what countries influence gold, like New Zealand, like China. You're looking at all these other countries that influence gold's prices. If you're looking at other currency pairs, you have to know what's going on in their economy, what influences them, you know, how they're connected. For me, I don't like all that. It takes too long.
I really want to get into that just to make me seem like more of an interesting person.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on in the world. Like, did you know Yugoslavia, they're using gold to, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to be that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You could get that just by watching Bloomberg TV, which is, if you like that kind of stuff, then
I like that kind of
then
stuff.
Then you will be very interested.
Just sounding, just, you know, yeah. So I have some stuff to tweet.
Yeah.
All right, so you gave me a survey.
Yes.
And where's it at? Which book is it?
Okay, so I gave you two different surveys.
Two different surveys.
Yeah, there was one in the Level G book. Now, the G book, this is where we're basically teaching you the basics of Forex, compliance, what it is, you know, helping you get set up with your MetaTrader 4. You know, that is your trading tool that you'll be using to take most of your trades, you know, unless you decide to branch off into something else.
Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Okay.
The one that I had you take here is called the Pair Personality Test.
Yes, Risk Personality Test.
Yeah, and the reason why it's important is because in Forex, there is a...
You created this?
Yeah, I did. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Golly.
You know, necessity is the mother of invention. It just came out of a need. You know, a lot of students that I've taught over the years, they needed help. The reason why they needed help is so many people come in and they just trade everything. They're just out here, you know, kind of, they just need to commit.
So this teaches me what to, tells me what would my preference of trading be?
What would be best for you to trade? So in this situation, this is going to teach you what currency pairs would be best for the type of person that you are. And when I looked at yours, it doesn't show you as risk adverse. You're not like a... Yeah, I could tell.
I'm not, but I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it's almost explain. Like if it's something that I'm for sure, it like for instance, I am so positive that this podcast will, you know, I'm going to have a, you know, long future in podcasting.
I'm positive about that.
I'm putting all my money in it.
Okay. Right.
I'm building a building for it, everything. If I trust the person, I'm not just going to, I'm more afraid of missing out.
Right.
Than not making money. So I don't just jump into everything, but once I'm in, I'm in.
Okay. So you said you're more afraid of missing out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be pissed. Now that I know this, like, I'd be pissed if Jovan took your course and I decided not to.
Right.
And now he's making $5,000 a day. I'd be pissed.
See, now...
Not because I'm a hater, but maybe that does make me a hater a little bit.
Right? Yeah, that sounds a little haterish.
Little hater? Just, okay. That's just who I am. Mm-hmm. Accept me as I am.
You basically kind of touched on something, that fear of missing out that you had. Yeah. Well, the good news is, you know, even if he took my course and was making lots of money, as he should, you could still sign up at any time. And that time can come for you as well.
That's cool.
You know, there's always, like, we teach that in trading. There's always another trade, you know. Right.
But that, I say that to say that is my risk level. Okay. I will risk.
You'll risk if you are really sure.
If I'm really sure. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
So then that would make you not as risk adverse because you can't be sure all the time. You just, you have to kind of go with what you know. And the possibilities, the probabilities. And if that's not good enough for you, you're not really that risk. You're more risk adverse.
So would I be a bad trader?
No, you wouldn't be a bad trader. You just would trade safer, you know, and you would probably want to trade pairs that are not as aggressive, that don't give you that time to just kind of move around. Like, you probably wouldn't want to trade things like, you know, Bitcoin or gold. You probably shouldn't be trading gold. Because gold has some crazy fluctuations.
So what all does this tell you? Maybe not about me, but about people in general.
What it tells me about people in general is, like, if it takes you a little while to get comfortable with a certain pair, you got to be able to kind of think things through. You don't want to just jump into the market and start trading the fastest moving thing. I did that. That's how I lost, like, you know, $50,000 because I got into something. And I mean, there's a couple of reasons why I lost $50,000, but one is I got into something that was moving crazy amounts. Like, in the market, we call the market moves, and we call these pips as far as in Forex. So you get paid based off the number of pips that you collect. And depending on what you're trading, if you're trading and, you know, it's a dollar for every pip, then you're going to get paid a dollar for every pip. You can get $100 for every pip. You know, I was trading, you know, a little heavier, you know, for not knowing enough about the market. And this market in particular was known to move at least 1,000 pips in a minute. Yeah.
Damn, that sounds scary.
Yeah. It was Ripple. It wasn't a Forex pair. I still have trouble with Ripple to this day. It, you know, I have PTSD. I call it Cripple, you know.
Because it moves so fast.
Yes. I mean, I was doing so good in this market. And then, like, in 1 minute, there was a spike in the market where the market dropped 1,000 pips and it popped back up another 1,000 pips.
Is that a bad thing?
Yes, it's really bad. That's bad. It's bad if you're not trading in that direction. So if you're trading, if you're expecting the market to move up and it goes down, you're losing. Or the other way around. If you're expecting the market to go down and it goes up, then you're losing. Because you're making bets on the market, whether it's going to go up. If it goes up and you were expecting it to go up, then you get paid.
And that's the basic premise of trading Forex.
That's the basic premise. It's
I think it's going to go up. If it goes up, I win. If it doesn't, I lose.
I mean, that's a very easy way of saying it. Yeah, very broad. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that sounds more gambly, you know, a little gamblier, you know,
That's so crazy because I'm glad you said that because I was just thinking, yo, if that's it, I'm just going to just bet. I think that's going down.
I felt the gamble coming.
I'm a gambler.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So this assessment will tell me whether I'm a, what was you telling me? Day trader, swing trader?
No, that's not what that one was. That one basically kind of tells you what pairs you should probably trade. You know, what would be best for you if you are more on the riskier side? What pairs would you do well with? Can you handle a 1,000 pip swing? Can you handle if the market moves 1,000 pips at any given time?
Where did you come up with this?
Just trial and error, you know.
That's wild that you would, like, really narrow in on this is what you need to be trading, and this is specifically, essentially, what you need to be learning.
Right. Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of trades and pairs and
yeah, the market in every market they all move different amounts in a day, and some people it might be boring. Like for me, I was bored. I was really bored. I have a friend, and all he traded was CAD JPY. And anybody who ever has traded that knows that this thing, it does not move very fast. Mm. And I like pairs that move very fast. So I would always make fun of this person.
So you like Ripple?
I like it now.
You like it now? Okay, gotcha.
I still have PTSD for it. I won't trade it, but I like it now from the side, you know. But it's just because, you know, I had such a bad experience. I don't forgive easily.
Your wife mad smart, bro. Who thinks of this? Like, because normally people are going to just teach you how to trade, but not what. That's nuts. Well, all right, so where's the other one? Where's the other one I took?
The other one, I think it's in the front. We just kind of
one or
did some upgrades. Yeah, I believe it's in the front. Hold on, let me look for it now. Sorry.
Yo, she got a curriculum. Bro, this is wild. I feel like I'm in a college course.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, we're for people that actually, they're serious about learning. If you want to just hurry up and, you know enough so you can make money in your trading account, we're probably not for you because we want it to stick. We want, you know, what you've learned to stick.
This is hard, too. Who is Charles Dow? I'm guessing that has something to do with Dow Jones.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
You got something to do with Dow Jones. That sounds so ignorant.
It does. You got to know the founders of technical analysis because you asked me if I'm a technical trader. Mm-hmm. So you got to know about the founders because that plays into all. Like when you're trying to take this into multiple markets, if you don't want to just stay in Forex, mm-hmm. it's important to know about these people and what they did and why it matters because this will allow you to take these skill sets into stocks, into anything.
Okay, explain this technical. Explain what they found, especially my man Dow Jones.
Okay, so
who's Jones then? If that's Charles Dow.
Charles Dow. So so Jones was his partner, basically. Okay, gotcha. So yeah, but Charles Dow, he's the American father of technical analysis.
Really?
Yeah, but there was another one though. You know, his name, I never can say it.
Was it a black man and no, he stole it?
No, it wasn't black.
The black man, Charles Dow, stole it out to Dow Jones. Was Jones black?
No, he wasn't black.
No. See how woke I got just then?
You did get woke. Yeah, I mean, they did, you know, kind of whitewash a little bit, you know, yeah. But he was actually Japanese. So not Dow. Let me see.
Homa Muni.
Yeah, you got it. Go ahead and say his name. You was doing it.
Homa Muni. Munihisa.
Yeah, you got it. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't know how to say his name either, but I felt like he was.
So tell me what you learned from these people. Like, tell me a little bit about these people.
Well, Charles Dow, he was one of the, you know, like I said, the American founder of technical analysis. He basically saw that there's different patterns in how the market moved. There's different cycles. So there's different phases of the market. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's kind of like my favorite part. Rather than getting all the way into like pips and, you know, candlesticks and all that, it's important for people to know the cycles of how the market moves. They need to know. And that's kind of actually Wyckoff he's like my favorite one. He kind of talks about the different cycles. He took what Charles Dow did and kind of made it a little more, you know, user-friendly. And he was a teacher too. But basically there's a phase where the market's not really doing anything or it looks like it's not doing anything. And that's called the accumulation phase. And in that accumulation phase, most people are losing. Most people have like really poor, you know, ideas or attitudes towards whatever, like things are bad in the accumulation phase. Mm-hmm. All the news, if you're looking at the news surrounding the currency, if you're looking at the news surrounding whether it's currency, crypto, the news is bad. But what's happening is the market participants, the ones, the big players, they're buying it up because people like us are like, oh, this stuff is crap. You know, this stuff will never go anywhere. I remember when Bitcoin, you know, before it went on its last huge run, if you would just ask anybody about Bitcoin, oh, that's the dark money. I'm like, okay, the US dollar is not.
Right.
Okay. You know, like, I mean, that money, they it's a scam. It's this, it's that. Like, they didn't think, it, you know, people had bad experiences because they invested in it before. It didn't do well for them. So accumulation phase is like people have, it's just a negative phase.
Right.
But that's the time where you should be buying. We don't think that way, though. It's like there's a lot of panic going on. When you see panic, you should be excited as an investor.
Is anything...
What's up, podcaster or soon to be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
Did you buy anything like today or yesterday that you're going to hold on to?
Huh?
Did you buy anything today or yesterday that you're going to hold on to?
Anything yesterday? Nothing today. You know, I was just trying to...
Is there something you're thinking about buying?
I mean, of course, there's always something I'm thinking of buying. But, you know, being that I'm not an investor, I can't give investment advice.
You don't need investment. Well, I just want to know what you...
I got some disclaimers out there.
For sure. I want to know, like, if you were going to... Okay, let's do it this way. If you were going to buy something today, what would you buy?
Well, I'll tell you in a way that won't get me in trouble with the IRS. If I was going to look... I would tell you to do your own research on, you know,
I don't want to.
I have to say it this way because
okay, yeah, I'm
telling you what to buy.
Right, you tell me to do my own research.
I'm heavily, you know, I love crypto. That's where I'm at. So I mean, it's not a secret. I think that you should take a look at Ethereum. You might like it.
I got some Ethereum.
Okay, and definitely you might want to look at. I mean, I don't.
Dang, that joint yesterday went down to 2,000.
It went down, right?
I think I missed it. How do I know when? Is there an alarm that I can set on?
Yes.
And when it hits the bottom?
Well,
I look at this joint and I'd be sick every day like, oh man, I missed. I would have bought some at that time.
Mm-hmm.
How you do that?
Okay. So using different apps like TradingView, you can set alerts to to let you know when the market has reached a certain level.
What about Coinbase? Because Nas Black. I'm working on Black Man.
I don't, like, when I'm looking at, when I'm doing my charting, I use TradingView when I'm charting.
TradingView.
When I'm purchasing, I use Coinbase.
Oh, so you're purchasing Coinbase
to
use
TradingView? Yeah, I buy but I use TradingView to do all
my analysis. And that's an app, right?
Well, there is an app for it, but it's better on the computer. Is it
this one right here? It's like a black logo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. TradingView.
TradingView.com.
Because I'll be on the move. Yeah. What, that one? This one? TradingView. That one?
Yeah. But I will tell you, like, charting on it is, yeah, you can set alerts from your, you can set alerts from your phone. I'm sure, I haven't looked at, you can definitely do it from TradingView. If you, you can set alerts, it will ping your phone. Mm-hmm. You can get text messages to let you know. I do that all the time.
I'm in here.
Yeah.
All right. I just downloaded that.
Yeah.
Okay. And where do you think Ethereum's going?
I definitely see a very bright outlook for Ethereum. You know, and of course,
I know you can't say it. Where do you like? I
would definitely suggest you do your research because I'm not an investor and I can't give investment advice.
Okay, if you had to, like, in a good in an ideal world, mm-hmm. right? If you were, you know, at the bar, you would say, "Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I can't give investment advice, but if I had to guess, I think Ethereum is going to be." Here by the end of the year or...
Okay, so I don't typically give projections. Mm-hmm. I just like to... I like to know where the cycles... What cycle are we at in the market? Where are we at? What did we just get over? Right now, we're... The market is dipping, you know? And it's going to get... And there's a lot... Now, in crypto, you definitely want to have more fundamentals down. Like, if you're just going off of technicals, all technicals is going to tell you is that the market is dipping, is going down. But you have to, there's three different types of analysis that's out there. There's fundamental, which is knowing what is Ethereum, what's their vision, why is Ethereum amazing? Why, you know, what is the good things that are happening for it? What obstacles does it have to overcome? Mm-hmm. You know, who's invested in it? Who's sold out for it? And then there's technical, which is chart reading. And then there's sentimental analysis. And
sentimental. Yeah. Oh, that's new.
Yeah.
No other traders. They told me about sentiment.
I don't know how they don't talk about that. That's important.
Tell me about the
sentimental is all how people feel, like the fear and the greed in the market. Like if the market is full of fear, you know, then people are selling. You know, what's happening right now with this particular company. It was this, a developer in China. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's like this fallout. They couldn't pay their debt. And it's causing all these big investors to dump a little bit of their, you know, some of their crypto. Mm-hmm. Also, with the regulations that are happening with the U.S., they're looking at starting to regulate stable coins. Like all of that information right there has got investors kind of freaked out. When people get freaked out, they sell. And selling is good for us because when they sell, selling is what causes the market to go down. When you buy, buying is what causes it to go up.
Right.
So Ethereum is dipping and it's dipping nice. If you're not clued in to trading, you're just going to see that, oh, I bought Ethereum at, you know, $3,000 and now it's 28. I'm losing. What you should be saying is it's time to buy some more.
It's time to buy some more because it's going above this 3,000.
Oh, it will go. Like the last high, I think it was like 4,000. That was its all-time high. So you, at some point, if you are bought into Ethereum, if you're not bought into Ethereum, if you haven't done your research, then, you know, you get scared easily. And so knowing about the fear and greed in the market, that's the sentimental. You have to know where are people at in the market. Are they afraid or are they greedy? If they're greedy, there's probably going to be a turnaround. If you're like super turned up and you go to the barbershop and they're talking about crypto and you know they don't know about crypto, then you should be looking to protect your investments.
So you like Cardano?
I do like Cardano. That was, you know, another one that I would say that, you know, I would look at if I were you.
If you were me, you would look at Cardano. Do you ever do like the real low ones? I'm talking about
the low-hanging fruit ones?
The low-hanging.
No.
Low hangers.
No, I'm
trying to hit some home runs on that. I'm talking about the stuff that's a dollar.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's going to a thousand.
Yeah, there's. I mean, no, I don't.
Yes, you do. You're about to say something. You're about to say one.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't because I don't. Hmm?
You got one? Polygon? You like Polygon?
I wouldn't necessarily say that's a low hanging.
It's a dollar.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about. Oh, price-wise. Polygon. Yeah, that one's decent. I like it.
Right now, it's $1.19.
Yeah, it's...
You know what's crazy? I'm taking a loss on that, though, because I bought it at... Daggone it. I bought it at $2.38.
Right, mm-hmm. You're taking a loss right now. And the issue is, now why did you buy Polygon?
Somebody told me to.
Okay, yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah, like, if you understand, you know, why Polygon is good, then you're like, I'm taking a loss right now, you know.
Polygon's lit.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
I'm about to buy some Polygon. I'm about to buy some Polygon right now. Now Joe, you going to buy some Polygon?
Now, of course, I'm not advising anybody buy any Polygon.
I'm just telling y'all, because I'm not advising. I'm buying. Listen, you know, like, I know.
I'm not advising, but that, you know, especially people should do their own research. And yeah, but no, like, understanding, I think for me, the reason why I'm so bought into, you know, certain, you know, currencies is because of, are you familiar with the DeFi movement in crypto?
Got me some more Polygon.
There you go. Okay. Go for
you. You got yours, Joe? Yeah, you got no Polygon. See?
I don't have any, but I'm about to get some.
Yeah. After, I just bought some
after
more.
After you do your own research.
After I do my own research.
Yeah. We just did our research. We got to go here. That's your name.
I was reading.
And you figure it's good for you.
I figure it's pretty good for me. So, yes, I, you know, this exactly sounds good. I'm going to get some.
Yeah.
Joe, what is Polygon?
Don't ask. I just feel like it's good.
He has to do his own research.
Okay. I'm doing my own research.
Can you tell me a little bit about what Polygon is and what it does?
I mean, okay, so Polygon is what's going to help. It helps with, I'll give a small version of it. It helps with smart contracts. So smart contracts, Polygon is going, excuse me, I can't get my words out. Polygon is in partnership with Cardano to help them get the smart contracts. Right now, Ethereum's killing with smart contracts. Yeah. That's why smart contracts are like a huge thing. I think people have to understand what the DeFi movement is in order to, you know.
Like, you want to explain it?
Huh? The DeFi movement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the DeFi, yeah, I guess I can explain that.
So are we here?
Right. The DeFi movement is basically the movement away from the establishment, the banks, the current banks that we know. Right now, you go to your, well, I don't know if you're going to your bank and leaving money in the bank.
I don't got no bank.
Okay, good, because savers are losers. I mean,
what? We're on a public platform. I don't be all personal. And I'll be asking about your money.
Right.
Banks, what?
Exactly. Savers are losers. Okay, so basically moving away from, you know, that's like a huge topic. But basically the DeFi movement is moving away from the banks onto a platform that is decentralized. So blockchain, all of that is all about decentralizing. It was built for the underdog. It was built because, you know, of all the corruption that is already going on with our current government system. And so the DeFi movement is allowing you to kind of do banking without the, you know, the big guys, cutting the middleman out. Mm. And so smart contracts are a way for you to do business without, you know, without having to worry about a third party making sure that, you know, whatever was set. So for instance, DeFi it has the potential to, you know, disenfranchise lawyers, you know, because when you need a business deal done, you got to have a lawyer to sign off on it. But if you have a smart contract, it's a contract that will fulfill itself without the need of any lawyer, any middleman. Mm. If you're trying to do any kind of deals from a financial standpoint, if you're trying to send money right now, you need a bank, you need Visa, you need one of those to say, yep, the money's in their account. Now it's in yours. Everything's good. Let's take our cut. You don't need that if you're decentralized. So smart contracts are huge. And that's kind of what, you know, right now, Cardano wasn't getting the play like Ethereum, because Ethereum has all of these smart contracts. Polygon is what's helping Cardano with that smart contract process. So, So Polygon, even though it's a small player, it's huge. Cardano doesn't have any smart contracts.
Gotcha. You got Polygon, Johnny? Because you're not financially educated.
That's one of the
what's going on.
Yeah. And I'm not an you know, investor either. So
me neither.
I mean, I'm an investor, but I can't give investor advice. Yes.
That was a good answer. I should buy some more.
Yeah. Off that, I mean, it's not that bad.
Okay. So with the DeFi thing, didn't we just see an article where it said that the current president is going to be looking at all transactions over $600 or something like that? That got something to do with what you're saying?
I don't know. It could.
Did you see it?
I didn't see that.
You didn't see it?
Recently.
Yeah. It sounds like shoebox. Yeah, I'm thinking like
$600.
We need like every transaction over 600 or something like that.
I mean, as of right now,
they're going to look at. I don't know.
If you're purchasing anything and you're using Coinbase, you know, they're going to be looking at everything anyway. Just putting it out there. Right. So, and of course, we don't want to be in a position where we're hiding anything.
You got a ledger
from the government, huh?
You got a ledger?
Do I have a ledger? What do you mean? Like,
you don't know what? Okay, so my friend told me to buy a ledger.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's like something you keep it. You keep your crypto on
okay.
outside of...
Yeah, so like a cold storage type...
Well, I
yeah,
believe so. Okay. You have a ledger?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You try to act like you don't know what I'm talking about. She be on the low.
I just want to see what ledger, you're at. Ledger. I mean, I call it something different, so that might be...
What do you call it?
The cold storage wallet. Cold... I probably call it the technical term, so ledger's, you know, fine.
And what is the purpose of that? Because I bought it and my friend just told me... He told me to get it and I was like,
because
oh,
it's like...
It's still in the box.
Right now, I mean, it's still in the box. No, so right now, like, there's no connections to it except you. You know, if you want to send money to it, you basically there's no way that any hackers, I would say there's no way, but there's no way. It's harder, much, much, much harder for a hacker to get into your, you know, information. Not only that, if hackers can't get into it, neither can others, if you know what I mean.
Like the government.
I didn't say that, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how can you start using money under the radar without everybody knowing?
Well, I mean, okay, so you know, you're phrasing questions again, you know, in a way that gets me nervous.
Do you believe in Illuminati?
Yeah, I got a lot of kids. I would never. Yeah.
See that?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why can't we educate our people? We can't leave it.
No, I want to educate our people to not go to jail.
For sure.
Yeah, by hiding money.
So is it illegal? We can't hear you. Donnie, if you have something to say, use the mic, please. Just she had to be in this episode too, huh?
How to spend money under the radar? Let's just reframe that question.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I appreciate that.
I don't know how to reframe it. How do I have money and use money without people knowing that I have? Yeah, that do sound bad.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. You do know where you live, right? Go to Costa Rica. Yeah, do your own research.
I can tell you how.
How, Joe?
Remember last week?
Joe, you didn't even have no polygraph. So what are you talking about?
Did you say polygraph?
Right. Like you didn't say it right.
You ain't even had no polygamy, bro. What you mean?
That's
there's
good.
People in jail for that?
Absolutely.
There's people in jail doing it?
That's called tax evasion and whatnot.
Oh, it's tax evasion.
Yeah.
Or just have, you know how you may have meet up with that guy last week and, you know, do that crazy exchange that almost risked my life?
Yeah.
Why are you telling our personal business on me? No, it was a guy he wanted to pay for a service, but he
didn't want to pay. So he didn't want the tracking to come back to him. So
I mean, I still deposit the money because I'm a law-abiding citizen.
That's
I
right.
Don't know what they talk about.
I know that's right. Yeah.
Dang. So there's some things that I need to learn about.
Staying safe with your money.
Yeah.
So that you don't go to jail.
Because I just trust these apps.
Yes, absolutely.
Like these trading apps.
No. You definitely have to learn how to stay safe because no exchange is safe. From hackers.
Mm-hmm. And once this hack is gone.
It can be, yeah. Or it could be your information that's gone. It can be your money that's gone if you leave it on some of these exchanges. So that's why your friend has you using Ledger, which is still in the box. You should probably
do your research
on that one too.
For sure. So what that does is it's a device or cold storage.
Cold storage wallet, yeah.
Cold storage wallet. So that puts your crypto on a device that you can put in a safe deposit box
so it's not tied to the internet, not tied to anywhere where it's easy to just get access to.
How do you get it off?
The problem though is you can lose it. Like you could just drop it in something and lose it.
Yeah, but how do you get it off of there once it's on there? And then what do you take that?
You just connect it
back.
You connect it back up, and it's
So it's here. You can't
look at it like a thumb drive.
Got it.
It's like that. Look at it like how you use a thumb drive. You can plug it in and then go stick it in a safety deposit box. So you still have access to your wallet that way.
Wow. Now I see why some of the way I frame the questions are wrong.
Well, yeah. Because you definitely...
It's going to be looked at as illegal.
Yeah, it was kind of illegal. just a little but I pay all my illegal taxes. Sounding. But I know you pay all your taxes.
That's really Joe gave me $20 the other day. Try I put to it hide right nothing. In the bank.
Right. Exactly. No
immediately. I feel like Joe Biden is standing here right now, like, no, I do this. This the financial markets or what's going on with money right now make you nervous at all?
Yeah, it makes me nervous. You know, it makes me nervous for a lot of people that don't know or understand like what's happening with the money, how money is just being pumped into the market and inflation and all of that stuff, and not diversifying your money. Like if you leave your money in the bank, you're just losing, and you're losing at an alarming rate, even more so now with all the money that was just pumped in within just 2020. And now, like it's crazy the amount of money.
So I need to take my money out the bank and do what?
You need to diversify. Well, it would be.
Do you buy real estate?
It would be good. Yes, we did buy real estate. So we buy real estate, gold, crypto. We are diversified.
Like you bars want- of gold or like a chain?
No.
No, I'm serious. Like, I'm trying to figure out what I should be buying.
Yeah, we do have physical gold too. Yeah, not chains. No, not like gold chains, but we do invest in physical
gold. Like a bar of gold?
Yeah, we do have physical gold. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not like a full-fledged bar, but yeah, different denominations of physical gold.
And you just kind of put it up and you just hold it just in case what?
I mean, gold is one of those safe havens. Which you looking, you taking notes here? Okay. Safe havens.
No, this is recorded. I'm on it. I'm thinking right now.
Yeah.
This is Donnie. That's why I'm really asking these questions for her because she don't know nothing about money. She just keeps all her cash. She loves balling out.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to her gun.
You don't want whatever you're putting your money in, you don't want it to depreciate, just like, you know, a car, unless you know how to make money from that car. Mm. Typically, if you just buy a car, it's depreciating in value. And the U.S. dollar is depreciating and it's like quickly depreciating in value. Like even more now within the last year than it has in the last 20 years, it's depreciating in value. And so you want to make sure you're putting your money in places where it can appreciate or, you know, it doesn't depreciate like, you know, like the dollar does. Or if things are happening, it's, you know, it's balanced. One is appreciating, the other one's depreciating at a time. It keeps your buying power, you know, it allows you to, I guess that's pretty much diversifying. That's what it is to invest and diversify.
I really do want to go through your program, though.
You should. Yeah.
I really do.
I invite you to.
Because I feel like it's so much that I don't know about money. And I don't even know. There's a lot of questions that I don't even know that I'm not asking about money, only because I haven't had like these deep conversations about the new money. It used to be you have some cash, you could buy some stuff, put it in the bank, you good. But now things are changing and moving so fast.
It is moving fast. It feels like that. And the reason it feels like that is it's that what they call that adoption phase. Like there's so much more people more aware of crypto.
We're in adoption phase right now.
Yeah, we're in the adoption phase. So there's different, like the more companies that are coming out and they're positive about crypto overall, the more, you know, the more adoption, the faster it is, it's going to, you know, take, like, think about the internet. You know, I can't remember. I don't know if, you know, you remember the dial-up sound and all of that, you know, back in the day.
Yeah,
I remember like DOS computers with the black screen. Did you have the green
Absolutely.
Words,
what? Words? Mavis Beacon? Absolutely.
All right. So like that went through an adoption phase. Now we can't live our life without the internet in front of our face at any given time.
And if we were dialed into like all the nuances and how it operates and all that kind of stuff, we'd be billionaires right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is like another opportunity for people to get dialed in, like get dialed in, learn how to read the markets, learn how to decipher what kind of market you're even in. These are all things that we teach. We teach people not just how to trade the markets, how to look at candlesticks. Those are the good fun stuff. But even just being able to read the environment, the atmosphere of the market, what's happening when people are having conversations, what are conversations? Are they mostly fear-based or are they greed-based? You know, and if you're seeing that a lot in the news, is there a lot of panicking? Like when COVID first hit, everybody was buying toilet paper. I don't understand that one. I really don't understand that one. But I mean, I did buy some toilet paper. I did. Mm-hmm. I got caught
up. You bought into the fear.
Just a little bit. Yeah. But that fear caused everything to just drop. Everything was on discount mode. or special, you know? So, and that's like being able to understand that, like there were like at times, even like Bitcoin, that thing dropped significantly, knowing how to look at that market and feeling like you have to go against what you feel naturally. Like you might feel fear, like, anxiety. Oh my God, what's going on? I don't understand what's happening. My family, whoa. You should be buying. Like you have to start training yourself to not go off of your feelings and going off what the market's telling you.
Did you buy big in that dip?
Oh yeah, we definitely bought,
I bought a little bit.
You bought a little bit? Yeah, I understand. Why did you buy a little bit?
Fear.
Yeah.
I mean, it was more than what I did, but I guess not a little bit. I bought some stuff.
You bought some stuff? But the fear was there, right? Because you don't know what the outcome is. That's the problem. And part of that, doing your research, the thing is, it's not going to be easy to commit to something like Bitcoin or anything if you don't have a buy-in to it. If I said, hey, you should buy, Bitcoin, and you don't have no buy-in, you don't understand it, you don't get it, you're going to be afraid and you're not going to look at that dip as a good thing. You're going to look at it
If you said it, I'd buy it. Okay. Where'd you buy Bitcoin at?
Flex a little bit there, just a little bit there.
Okay, I mean, we bought it down, in the 3,000 level, like
$3,000?
Yeah. When it tanked, and we've been in since, 2016, but when it tanked, we bought even more. That was like a spike. Like that was probably like a week spike where that thing just it just went down and everybody was talking about, look at Bitcoin. It's supposed to be the gold store. Like all of the fear.
Y'all went crazy.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then you bought it again at 1650.
Yeah.
What is happening right now? All right. Yo, can I be in the group chat of when stuff drops? Add me to the group chat. Did you buy the words? Words might even buy. Look at him. You bought?
No, he bought it. Yeah.
You bought Bitcoin at $5,000?
Oh, yeah.
Did you sell it? You and that.
Told him about that.
Did y'all sell?
No.
Why didn't you save this man?
We tried. Everybody has to do that. Yeah.
Give me some numbers. Go to that mic real quick, if you don't mind. Yeah. It's a long walk to that mic, brother. So you bought Bitcoin at $5,000.
And I have four coins, five coins in or something like that.
So you bought it at five coins.
Yeah, yeah.
At $5,000.
Yep. So 25.
So you put up 25,000. Yeah. Right now it's at 40.
Yeah.
So that would be 200.
Oh, you're going to make me do the math.
How much did you sell it at? How much did you cash out at?
We cashed out at like, maybe it was like 6,500 or something. But here's the thing. We cashed out because...
Don't make an excuse for it.
No. I didn't have a choice because I quit my job. My wife quit her job and we were going all in and I ran out of money. So I was like, oh, it devastated me. But I'm like, yo, we got to tap into this. Yeah. So I needed all that bread.
You cashed all of it though.
I cashed all that drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you had to do.
Yeah. I mean, we up now, but
Yeah. So. Buy again.
Yeah.
There's always
another. We're going to be able to buy again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like it's.
Other people, you're not going to buy it at 5,000 again.
Never.
No.
Not ever.
But we can buy some Ethereum at 3.
You can buy it at 3. You can buy hold on. Hold on. Real quick. Yeah. Ethereum.
Are we at like this?
Yes.
Hold on. You can't just say yes outright.
Yeah.
Can't just say yes outright.
I'm sorry. Come here, man.
Yes, do your research.
I'm saying yes. Do your research.
So do you feel. And this ain't, it's just your opinion,
Your personal opinion.
Right.
Yeah, you can say, yo, I think the Lakers are going to win a championship. Right. You don't know. It's just your opinion. Yeah.
Right.
But do you feel like Ethereum will be at a point where Bitcoin is?
Yes. From the research that I've looked at and my opinion on things, I think that Ethereum definitely has that type of potential to do what Bitcoin is doing.
Mm. You got some Ethereum, Dottie?
Ethereum?
That's what I said. Ethereum. Nah, you got some Ethereum?
No. I'm sorry. I like to scalp the market, which is go in and buy when the prices are high or low. And I have profited greatly from Ethereum, but I'm not holding any.
Mm. Why not though?
Maybe out of fear. It's just, I've just not done that.
You're financially uneducated. You need to get some Ethereum. Listen. And I'm saying this right now.
It's quite possible.
You need to buy you some Ethereum. Just hold on. It's $3,000.
I should. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's just his personal opinion. He's not an investor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling my friend Doc, I'm going to get you. I'm not telling y'all. I'm just telling my friend Doc.
And you actually never tell people how many coins you got. Never.
Yeah, yeah, you don't tell.
Okay.
How many you got, Cheyenne?
I got a coin. I got one coin. I got a coin. I have Ethereum.
Right,
you have Ethereum.
I have Ethereum.
Let me just say this.
What's the code?
ETH.
Oh. ETH. This uneducated.
Look, no, you need to get some ETH. You need to get some ADA.
Okay.
Cardano.
Which one is that?
Cardano.
Cardano.
There's so much stuff I got to teach Donnie. Okay. We don't have another hour to educate Donnie on.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm going to just say, like, You should do your research, of course, but I get excited and, you know, you had your woke moment, I'll have mine. If you're Black, you should definitely know about the DeFi movement. You should, because this is an opportunity. You know, we've been in a position where, you know, you got redlining, you just always have the middleman, and that middleman's not always been kind to us. Well, not usually. Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with a situation where you don't have the middleman, then you don't have that ceiling anymore. So I think any person of color should take the time and get to understand what the DeFi is, what it is to be decentralized. Bitcoin, blockchain, all of that was created because of the corruption. There's a lot of corruption. I'm not trying to sound, you know, conspiracy theorist sounding, but there's corruption out there. And that's why blockchain was created. It was created to help people to get their bearings back. You know, it was created to give people another way to be able to invest by cutting out the greed. So I definitely agree. I definitely feel like anybody who is a person of color should know about it.
For sure. I do think, though, at some point, big business will take that over, though.
It will, but until then, you can get that.
Yeah, it probably won't be until our kids, I don't know, something.
You need big businesses.
Yeah.
You do need big businesses.
I'm excited. Did you get some poly?
Polygraph.
You got some polygraphs? Yeah. All right, there it is. Look, I want to...
That's what he called it.
Did you get the Ethereum?
I'm not in here on that part.
Did you get the Ethereum?
No, I didn't get the Ethereum.
No, because she should do her own research. Yeah.
No, I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. Because
stop scalping the market.
Do it.
No, saying, and the thing is, if you get it, but you don't know why you're getting it, then you'll also be part of, you know, why I'm going to be able to get it cheaper. Because if it goes up or goes down, you're going to get freaked out. And it's going to be...
I'm not going to get freaked out.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get freaked out.
Okay.
I'm getting it...
I just deleted the
app last time that happened. For a very specific reason.
Okay.
I am getting it because I believe that Ethereum is going to do what Bitcoin did, and I can afford to stay.
Okay, there you go.
You're not like getting it because I just told you to get
her research.
Yeah.
That's cap,
me and Kenny just discussed buying some Ethereum last night.
Girl, it's yeah. Okay. It's, I like Ethereum.
Okay. Yeah. How many coins you got? I'm just playing. All right, look, I got to... I got to do a commercial real quick. And for one, thank you. This is lit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are brilliant. And this whole like curriculum thing.
Yeah.
And there's so many questions I didn't get a chance to ask, but we'll probably get you back on as we build out this community. You already have a bunch of people how many people in your course now or in your mentorship?
My outreach coordinator, I don't even keep track. I think how many are we at now?
A couple thousand students.
We're in about 18 countries.
Coordinator.
18 countries with the program?
Yeah.
Daisy doesn't like flexing.
I'm very safe.
Her lack of flexing is a big flex, though, because you can tell. You can tell she's up. Look at that smile. Like, the way you smile, you up.
He's not as stressed as me over here.
Babe, let him know though, Dave, her school is gamified. It's fully gamified. People are getting points, leadership boards. There's go and do. There's
be
community.
Fun.
She has live educators that teach 5 days a week to the students. Like, they get the
5 days a week. You got classes?
5 lives a week.
Yeah. You see how he told me to let them know, and then he let them know?
Exactly.
Like, you go ahead and speak.
No, you said it.
Because They didn't know what's in that.
You know, when you typically learn Forex, it's usually boring, dry, and it's somebody who's saying words that are way over your head.
Right.
We want to make sure that it is brought to the level of the learner, and we want it to be fun. We want to make sure that we're helping people in every area. We're meeting all of their needs. We're teaching them, you know, we have kinesthetic learners, the ones that like to touch stuff and look at stuff and do stuff.
That's me.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm a kinesthetic.
Yeah. You're a, what was he going to say?
Yep.
Okay.
Kinetic learner.
Kinetic. Yep.
Nah, I like to touch stuff.
Kinesthetic. Yeah.
Kinesthetic.
You got it. And then, you know, auditory, visual, like we want to be able to reach out to every one of those people. Most people are visual. Everybody. If you have eyes, you're most likely a visual. You have to be able to see stuff. Some people can hear it and do well, but we want to put all of those together. We want it to be gamified because it should be fun. And I'm just, like I said, I'm competitive. Mm. I like winning, you know, I like to feel like I'm winning.
Even and you built that platform? You built the platform?
Yes. Yep.
Y'all need some investors?
Our team built the platform.
Y'all looking for investors?
Mail directly to every student's front door.
Yeah.
We're the only company that does that.
Yeah. We chose to go that route because...
You see how they just breezed over my question?
Yeah.
Make sure you let them know, man. The only platform that sends that curriculum to students. Yes.
We do want to send curriculum because most of us, I know we all got our technology, but I don't know about you. I'll have my phone in my hand and I want to write something. I'll still something down. And so we learn more when we write it. So everybody gets a book. No matter where you are in the world, we send the curriculum to you.
You need investors?
Do we need any investors? Oh, absolutely. We're always down for investors.
Hear that? Hear that, Wiggins? Yes. They need investors.
Oh, y'all need investors?
Yeah, we're always investors. Yeah, we always welcome.
1,800 students in what period of time?
Almost a little under about a year.
What we need to do, go to lunch
now? Oh, my gosh. Yes, we're going to. Okay, we got to wrap this up. Okay, think of something thought-provoking to... close this out with because we got some because this is lit. First off, I'm gonna get rich from trading. Like we're gonna get like, yeah, we gonna that side prophesy. And then this whole because you are just somebody I would follow.
Oh.
Like as a not social media, but like I trust what you say because you're well educated in the space that you're talking about and you know how to teach it. Yes. Which you don't find often. That's why I'm your manager.
Okay.
All right. This episode is sponsored by The Morning Meetup, themorningmeetup.com, the only organization that gathers every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurs, okay? You can join The Morning Meetup for $1. We literally have like over 500 people on the call every single morning, Monday through Friday. Yeah. And we're teaching entrepreneurship. Can you come on and teach? You want to teach?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's going to be dope.
That's going to be an invitation.
Yes.
That was my invitation.
That's the invitation. Okay. Absolutely. You're in the building, man. Yeah. We also have, so go to themorningmeetup.com, be a part of that. Go to creatorsbootcamp.com. We have a 3-day experience where we're teaching people how to create content and monetize their content, okay? So go to creatorsbootcamp.com. And you can text me, be a part of my contact list, okay? I want to contact you. You contact me, 404-737-4935. Send me a text, all right? Adeze.
Yes.
You lit.
I appreciate it.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
You should run for president.
It's too stressful.
It's real stressful.
A lot of ungrateful people.
I would vote for you because I know you're going to do the research to make sure the people that you're supposed to cover and take care of are covered and taken care of.
I appreciate that.
So I got one last question. Yes. I like to make predictions on this podcast, and I want to know where you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years so that I can watch this 5 to 10 years from now and say, yo, Daisy said she was going to do it. She said she was going to have 10 kids, and look.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say that.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
Man, okay, so where do I see myself in the next 5 to 10 years? Mm-hmm. Man, that's a good question here.
Ask good questions.
Yeah, you do. You know, I always like to ask more questions because, you know, it's like you're saying in regards to my current business.
Just period, whatever you see.
Right. Okay. Well, I see myself, you know, I don't like to work hard for money.
Sure.
You know, I don't like to work for money at all, actually. So I definitely see myself like, and this is something that I like to teach my students is you don't work hard for money. You let your money work hard for you. Mm-hmm. So I see myself less, you know, and less like I'm not working that much. Mm-hmm. I'm not working at all, actually. I like
being a mom.
That's what I like. Honestly, I'm very, you know, I like to homeschool. I mean, I know I do all these great things, right? But at the heart, I'm a mom. I have, you know, 4 kids at home right now. I have 5 total. And that's kind of where I see myself. I've always been very family oriented. I see my business is working. I'm not, you know, I'm just making money as I wake up. I don't like the day-to-day trading anymore. I like to use the knowledge that I got and let that make money for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if that answers
your question. I love it. Well, thank you so much. Please let everybody know how to find you. Please let them know how they can find you and close us out with a word of wisdom.
Okay. Well, if you are, I guess I'd say if you actually would like to be, you know, talked to in a way that you can learn, if you want to learn how to trade, if you want to be able to take control of your ability to, you know, and to direct your own finances, then you should check us out at alwaysastudent.net. And I like to tell my students that there is a huge difference between a teacher and a lecturer. With a lecturer, you got to come prepared or you're going to get lost. And with a teacher, you can come lost and you'll get prepared.
That's a bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
And look at her taking it down. Donnie, you're different.
Then, yeah.
You're right. That's good. So what's your social media?
My social media is Adeze W. Duncan. AD. Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Adeze W. Duncan.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, man, you can't close it out no better than that, man. Do yourself a favor, okay? First off, follow Adeze. Okay. Go build something. Go become really, really successful, right? Go accumulate money, following, influence, all that kind of stuff. But then go back to your community and teach your community how you did it. All right. We are out of here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Got it.
Come join the most amazing live mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs every morning.
Let's go.
The Morning Meetup. Do you have a business idea you need to get off the ground? Do you currently work a 9-to-5 and are looking for supplemental income? Come and network with like-minded individuals and take your business to the next level. Every morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with David Shand and friends. Head over to themorningmeetup.com. That's themorningmeetup.com.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.